Slumping prices have triggered the oil industry's biggest merger in the past decade. Royal Dutch Shell, the world's third largest oil company, has agreed to buy the British firm BG Group for nearly $70 billion, which would make Shell the biggest producer of liquefied natural gas in the world. CNN business correspondent Maggie Lake is here with more. And Maggie, what is going on right now that made a deal right now so attractive to both Shell and BG?
Robin, this is all about that sharp drop in oil prices that we've seen. Crude prices down 50% from last year. That's really cut into profits of these companies. And it's also importantly pushed up the cost of exploration. If oil's trading at $50 a barrel, you don't want to have to spend $80 to get it out of the ground. So with this deal, Shell gets an instant 25% bump in proven reserves, 20% increase in production, and it extends its footprint into areas like Australia, Brazil, where they're not so dominant. So I guess they're looking at the landscape and figuring it's a lot cheaper to buy this supply than it is to try to extract it out of the ground themselves.
Yeah, try to do the exploration. Well, we said that the deal would make Shell the biggest liquefied natural gas producer in the world. So talk about that. Why is LNG so important to Shell right now?
Yeah, LNG, that acronym. This is all about diversification. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of issues in that market. Prices have really tanked there as well. But longer-term analysts, very bullish on this area. Liquefied natural gas is much cleaner burning fuel than coal. And for many countries, that's going to be a really important alternative. Demand's expected to be especially strong in Asia. Think about China. We know that they have made combating pollution a major economic priority. They've got to wean themselves off coal. They're probably going to look to LNG to do it. So long-term, an attractive market, and analysts think Shell's going to be really well positioned now.
But we also hear the global market has a glut of natural gas, and prices have fallen, as you said. So this week, Moody's said big projects are being canceled. So square that with
that's exactly what you want to do, is go into an area when it's in distress, right? That's the benefit of having a large balance sheet and all that cash. You can go in when short-term other people who don't have that are kind of locked out, projects getting canceled. You go in, you're looking at the long game. And actually, because those projects are being put on hold, a lot of them, when demand does pick up and is going to pick up, there's not going to be as much supply. So in some ways, you'll be really, you know, well-positioned if you're able to act now. And again, that's why bigger is better sometimes when it comes to these things.
Or buy low, you know.
Yes, that's right.
we haven't seen deals like this since the 1990s. We remember the big mergers, Exxon acquiring Mobil, BP buying up Amoco. Do you think that this means more mergers?
Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, almost every analyst is saying this is the beginning. Whether we're going to see the mega mergers we saw last time, that's a little unclear. A lot of these companies are so large, doubtful that they'll merge with each other. You're more likely going to see them try to acquire those mid-tier players like we saw today. Some of them may also want to wait a little bit to get some clarity on prices. Some people were surprised at the timing of this. The other thing we might see, interestingly, as mergers rise, you may see some bankruptcies rise as well for the smaller players. A lot of them, especially in the U.S. fracking space, highly indebted. They don't have the kind of cash to go out and acquire each other. So mergers up, but possibly bankruptcies as well.
And very, very briefly, what does this mean for consumers?
For consumers, probably no difference at the pump, which is very important to us. I think where you're going to see the pinch is in the jobs markets. Layoffs up 4,000% in the energy sector here in the U.S. in just the first quarter. So it's going to be rough there, but good news at the pump.
CNN business correspondent Maggie Lake. Of course, you need to have the job to have the money to buy at the pump.
That's exactly right.
So we'll follow that. Maggie, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Robin.